Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Have you found your soulmate? Spike Lee, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Toronto, critiques a common idealization of love.
Greek philosopher Aristotle said that love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. It sounds poetic, but as it turns out, thinking that you and your partner were made in heaven for each other can actually hurt your relationship. People think about love around certain themes. For example, one theme frames love as perfect unity, as in phrases like, we were made for each other. In another theme, love is like a journey, as in, look how far we've come. But conflicts are inevitable in relationships. If your relationship was a perfect match, made in heaven, then theoretically, conflicts should never arise. But rather, if you think of love as a journey, well, journeys have their rough spots. In fact, twists and turns give the journey of love special meanings when romantic partners look back and think how far they've come. To test this idea, my collaborator Norbert Schwartz and I ran several experiments. We approached people in long-term relationships, and we asked them to tell us a couple of conflicts with their partner. Not surprisingly, thinking about conflicts made people less satisfied with their relationship, but only if people were primed to think of love as perfect unity. If we got people to think of love as a journey instead, then recalling conflicts did not make them any less happy about the relationship. In fact, their relationship satisfaction was just as high as when they were recalling celebrations with their partner. So, next time you have a conflict with your partner, you might want to consider the words of the vow that you took. Specifically, think about the for better for worse part. These words frame the journey of your relationship and they present a more realistic understanding of the shared experiences of love.
That was Spike Lee of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I loved you for that.